Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're starting the 3 o'clock hour late, but in our defense, there was a lot to cover because you have a national championship game on Monday. We had the Heisman Trophy winner on with us, and we needed to discuss toasted ravioli, nachos, and more.
Belgian waffle bites. What is going on?
A dream show. Mike, can you imagine any other show having a Heisman Trophy winner on the Friday before the national championship game? And the only real head butting at the end comes over nachos and waffle sticks.
I love it. And Gino brought it up and earlier about these nachos. Yeah.
We have a chance today, by the way. It's the final day to win a $50 gift card to Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views, a lot of sports coming up. You win 50 bucks at Twin Peaks. You go to one of the 6 South Florida locations. Time of your life. We will give away that gift card sometime this afternoon. Real quick, Solana, hit us with a little cat talk here. Cat talk.
Cat talk is sponsored by Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff, drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, they're going to double your down payment up to $3,000. Online at HollywoodKia.com. Call them 832-930-6181. The Cats, they lost yesterday to the Red Wings, despite the Cats being minus 245 favorites.
Yeah. Bob got pulled, what was it, the second period or the first period?
He gave up 3 power play goals and was pulled after giving up 4 goals and just 15 shots against.
Yeah, it was a bad performance, man.
And it was a national TV game, too.
It was. It was on ESPN. Bad performance.
I went, my dad's down here. I went and got Randy. Hey, man, come watch the Panthers. We go out there all the time. We know everybody. He looked over about halfway through the second period, was like, how did they win the championship last year again?
Well, it's funny because you've been asking people like, can I still be cocky Panthers fan? Because they're, you know, but man, they're really in a kind of a skid. Like it's been kind of ugly.
7 of their past 11 games, they've lost.
Yeah, that's a bad little skid.
But we went through these lows 2 years ago when they lost the Stanley Cup. Then last year, the low. Like, we got the ups and downs, and then, you know, playoffs hit.
You know what the problem is, though? No joke. The NHL has gotten soft. I'm not even kidding. The Panthers are the most penalized team in the NHL. They spend the whole time. Yesterday,
they're badass.
3 power play goals. That's my point, though, Hawk. Their game is more conducive to playoff hockey when these lame-ass officials.
That's fair. I don't know if the NHL's gotten soft, but they are badasses. Like, that team is full of badasses, and I love it. I think it's great. But you're right. They do spend more minutes in the penalty box than any other team.
If this was 20 years ago, Matthew Tkachuk would be beloved, not hated, because he's too
tough.
Wouldn't
he be wearing a helmet?
Come on.
Huh. Well, 40 years ago, wouldn't he be wearing a helmet? All right, let's do headlines real quick here, because I want to get back on the clock, because Lee Sterling is going to join us this hour, give us, hopefully, some winners for all 4 NFL playoff games. Two tomorrow, two on Sunday. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Semi-shocked that entire NHL take actually landed and worked, because I was thinking about it earlier, and I wasn't really sure how that would play.
Well, it sounded ridiculous at the beginning, but I understand what you were saying. You kind of backed up what you meant.
Yeah, yeah. This report also brought to you by the casino at Dania Beach, your destination for fun this January. Enjoy daily promotions, the best slots, live shows, poker, highlights, simulcast, multiple dining options, and new members can win up to $1,000 in free play. Join the fun at the casino at Dania Beach. Jimmy Butler makes his return tonight at the Kaseya Center. Heat, Nuggets, Butler, Jokic. 8 p.m. tip-off.
Would you like to guess the over-under, Crowder, on the Hard Rock Bet app for Jimmy Butler tonight?
Oh, you know what? I'm cheating because I listened to the first segment when I was stuck in traffic. Is it still 14?
14 and a half.
Listen, and I heard y'all's take. Your son, DJ, he's an old man now. He's 20 years old. Was he a temper tantrum baby?
No, only because I gave him everything he wanted.
Okay.
Probably. Not the best guy to use the example on, because to this day, he still gets whatever he wants.
Okay. So he had no time to tantrum because you just throw him whatever he wants.
Yeah, had no need.
Three kids. Chaz is a temper tantrum baby. Like, once he loses it, it's lost. And now you have to just, it's almost time has to bring him back, because now
you can't corral him.
You can't. I think Jimmy Butler's a temper tantrum baby. But to the point about what y'all are saying is for the over under, I don't think there's a 16-8-4 game in him. He can't just go be a role player and do his thing. He's either going to score 4 points and stand in the corner, or go for 35. He has to prove a
point.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, there's no, like, it's literally a scratch off lottery ticket to me tonight when it comes to Jimmy Butler props.
Because he has to teach Pat and Spo them a lesson about suspending him. So I'm either going to have a sit in the corner, or I'm going to go out here and be the top 10 player I can be. There is no middle ground tonight. I'm telling
it's
exactly
either,
what's going to happen.
Hey, you suspended this guy who just gave you 32-9-3. Whatever. Like, you suspended that guy, dummies.
Yep.
Or, oh, you suspended me and now you think I'm going to come back and play nice? Yeah, find me in the corner.
Don't worry about it. And the Heat are going to take the high road. They're going to start him. He's going to start. They're not going to bring him off the bench. They're going to take the high road and act like nothing happened. Jimmy's emotion is going to take over this game. I know what I'm going to watch tonight.
Or he's going to score 14 points.
Solana, he's going to go out there and just run the offense like nothing happened over the last 2 weeks.
No, I don't buy it either. I don't see it
looking like, because what is he normally, 16.5, 17.5?
He's averaged 17 points or 18 points per game this season.
Yeah, so the over-under is usually 17.5.
17.5,
yeah. 18.5. Right. I don't see it being a typical game. Either it's a brilliant Jimmy game, or it's what we saw the two games prior to him getting suspended. Like, I cannot for the life of me guess what's going to happen tonight, because I could make a case for all sides.
And we're going to be on the edge of our seats watching, and Eric Spoelstra has to deal with whatever happens. That's what I've been saying. Espo is in the worst situation ever, Jimmy's first game back. When does he pull him? If he misses two?
I wonder, too. If they give him 10 minutes and then he starts the second half and does not finish the game.
Yep. Yes. He's a temper tantrum baby. He's in Minnesota, comes to practice with street clothes on and a Rolex and tells the starters, I could whoop your ass with the third string, and goes in. That's a grown man temper tantrum. That's not just going away.
Yeah, but
it's going to be.
We don't know. We don't know the conversations. We don't know what happened between him and Harrison. Like, there's a lot of stuff that has happened since he last spoke that we just don't know about. You know, even that Ramona Shelburne.
That's why I say there's no real way to know how this is going to play out till we watch the game tonight.
Correct.
Like, there's no real way to know.
Because even in those two games that, you know, against Indiana and then against New Orleans the night before, two nights before. In that game against Indiana, the last game where he came out, ripped the team, first bucket of the game, you know what it was? Jimmy Butler, hard drive, dunk at the basket. Like, you're like, right. Oh, okay, everything's fine. And then by the end of the first quarter, those were his only 2 points. No assists, stood in the corner, came in at the end of the second quarter, same thing. He took 3 shots in the first half. Comes out in the third quarter, same thing. So, like, sometimes that is Jimmy's style. Defers, gets his teammates involved, but usually at some point he kicks into gear. He never did those two games.
As Anthony Chang writes in the Miami Herald, that was a perfect headline to encapsulate. Tonight's matchup between the Heat and the Nuggets at the Kaseya Center has the chance to be one of the most fascinating Heat games in recent history. And it is 100% true.
I'm playing dinner around it. I'm going to start cooking as soon as the show's over so I can be on the
couch. So it's 8 o'clock tip tonight, Solana?
8 o'clock on Friday Night Talk, yep.
So you can hear it here on 560. Is it a national TV game or is it FanDuel Sports?
FanDuel Sports Network Sun, I believe, tonight. I don't believe it's a nationally televised game.
Oh, all right. Don't have a smart-ass answer for that one?
Friday night, 8 p.m. always, huh?
That's funny. It seemed like you were a know-it-all just about 3 seconds prior.
But we've covered this. Friday night games, like, how many times have we covered this?
I'm not doing it for me, jackass. I'm saying it for the listeners. How many times do I have to say this to you? If I say to you, hey, is it an 8 o'clock start tonight? That's so the listeners know it's an 8 o'clock start. It's not that I don't know it's an 8 o'clock start because it's a Friday night. I'm just presenting it in a different way. We've had that conversation a million times.
I always forget that one, though.
Yeah, every Friday. Yeah. You were a temper tantrum baby, Solana. I guarantee.
Nah, he got everything that he wanted, too. That's why he is the way that he is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm creating a Solana. I'm creating a Solana.
And you can't be proud of that.
DJ had sent me on Instagram this morning a couple different posts. One of them was these new, I don't know what they call them in baseball, city unis or whatever, but it was for the Chicago Cubs, these cool new powdered blue city unis or whatever.
The blue ones?
And I DM back to him. I DM back to him. Those will go perfect with the cereal bowl. And nothing, just crickets.
You're ridiculous. That man don't want no damn cereal bowls.
He was eating something yesterday. I'm like, why don't you eat that out of a bowl? He's like, but it's like, you know, it's like a chicken patty or something. Like, why don't you eat that out of one of the bowls?
Has he tried you yet? Has he ran up on you?
Ran up on me. I mean, I was plowing that kid right into the dirt.
So you still can whoop him?
Whoop him.
Okay. Well, sooner or later, y'all gonna have to figure this thing out. I'm telling you.
He doesn't have the anger I do. He's very happy-go-lucky. I'm tightly wound. I'm tightly wound. Anyway, so Heat tonight, though, 8 o'clock tip?
Yeah, every Friday night, Hawk, 8 p.m.
Every Friday, 8 p.m. Every single Friday, every one of them, the day after Thursday.
The Miami Dolphins will host their first ever NFL game in Madrid next season. They're going to play at the Santiago Bernabeu. That's Real Madrid's home stadium.
They'll be sold out, I'm guessing. How many is that? That's got to hold 80,000?
Have you guys seen the videos of the state-of-the-art field technology that went viral a couple years ago? Real Madrid Stadium, they could literally take the turf out of the ground, bring it underneath the stadium, and it gets irrigated. I believe that's the word. Like, the irrigation system's underneath the ground to keep the turf. Like, that stadium is state-of-the-art.
One of the top stadiums in the world.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I've toured it before it got remodeled.
Is it like 80,000 people?
Yeah, Steven just pulled it up. 78,297, 80,000 people.
And I'm guessing it'll be sold out. First ever NFL game in Brazil. Yeah.
This is in Madrid.
Madrid. I'm sorry, Madrid. Huh. Did they move Madrid too?
Brazil.
They bring that up. They bring Madrid up from the bottom of the stadium.
Brazil. I was just about to say Spain is awesome. Like Spain, that we visited there. Spain's a cool place. And you said Brazil. I thought I was crazy.
Yeah, for whatever reason, because I even saw, I don't know if it was David Fioronis or something, tweeted out this morning like, oh, Dolphins fans better start learning Spanish or something like that. And I thought to myself, dummy, it's Portuguese in Brazil. I literally had that in my like I said to myself, oh, wait a second, it's not in Brazil, it's in Spain. But for whatever reason in my head, I've got it stuck in Brazil. I made reservations for Brazil, if anybody wants to.
Tua!
Tua might end up in Brazil too. He doesn't know what the hell is going on.
I gotta see what Tua means in Portuguese. Hey, man.
You go to Spain, get ready to walk or ride a bike. Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, those bikes, the little buy a bike thing, man, it's thousands of them. Everybody rides bikes and walks.
Hawk, I do love the growth that Crowder has made over the years, because you incorrectly state Madrid is in Brazil. And he's like, oh, that's in Spain. I mean, come on. You know, almost like teaching you a lesson. Like, how could you not know that? When just about 12, 13 years ago, Channing Crowder, when asked about the Dolphins playing a game in London, a team he was a part of said, quote, I know London Fletcher. We did a football camp together. So I know him. That's the closest thing I know to London. He's black, so I'm sure he's not from London.
Listen, I didn't know till last year that Czechoslovakia doesn't exist. So,
hey man, who really knows where London is? Honestly,
you were doing so good just 30 seconds ago. You were Mr. Geography.
It's over there.
It's such a great quote. I couldn't find London on a map if they didn't have the names of the countries. I swear to God. You didn't just have to drop that. You had to swear to God on that statement.
I didn't know. When they had the meeting and told us we're playing in London, I was like, why? You know, that was the first international series game.
I remember.
It was Dolphins, Giants, like was 07,
big 08, Jason
whatever.
Taylor robots outside the stadium
walking around the street. It was the craziest thing in the world, man. Yeah, and they love football over there. I ate a horse. It was the coolest thing in the world.
That probably needs more context, because it sounds like, you know, you ran up behind a Bobby on a horse and just started eating the horse. Like,
went in the steakhouse. It was ribeye, strip, filet. Horse. And I was like, this is horse? They were like, yeah. I said, well, let me get 10 ounces. It was delicious.
Nah, it wasn't.
It was, but the conversion rate got me, because then the euro, whatever the hell, I don't know, the shekel, I don't know what they had, but the dollar was 50 cents of a shekel. So a $100 steak was $200. I got a bottle of wine for $200. It was $400. My bill was like $1,000 just for myself. And I was like, this is crazy.
I love that you're saying a shekel, which is the denomination in Israel. That's the currency in Israel, the shekel.
1,000 shekels I had to pay for a meal.
Your dad texted me, Solana, Carnival is in Brazil, not Madrid. So I said, well, let's me and you go to Carnival.
Don't cut him loose in Carnival.
Nah,
oh, man. My God. Me and Eduardo in Brazil during Carnival. Ooh, smoking heaters and we're heating smokers.
What?
Anything else, Solano? We got to get to Lee Sterling.
The Panthers are going to play two games. The Panthers are going to play the Ducks tomorrow to end their homestand. That's at 6 p.m. And then
two games tomorrow? Two games against the Ducks tomorrow?
Your playoff schedule, Saturday, Chiefs versus Texans is at 4:30.
Two games, though?
That one's not in the loo, though, Hawk. Don't worry. Saturday, Lions versus Commanders at 8 p.m. Sunday, Eagles-Rams.
What time are the two games tomorrow?
3 p.m. And Bills versus Ravens will be at 6:30 p.m. That game is on Sunday as well. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm.
Because your dad never invited you to go to Brazil with him. He just invited me.
Leave the baggage at the house.
Talk about temper tantrums when my dad didn't pay for my ticket to go to Brazil to watch the 2014 World Cup. You should have seen me then.
I would imagine Eduardo could throw a temper tantrum when he's having a nicotine fit and can't smoke. Like the, like when he's on a flight, does he get super tightly wound when he's craving a heater?
Let's just say Eduardo, when I was in middle school, would get home, immediately check my grades online just to have something to be mad at me about, just to go at me a little bit.
Oh, them online grades been screwing kids for years.
I was just about to say, thank God I did not grow up in the era of online grades.
We do it to Chair more. Asia does it to Chair more than me, but in the morning and he's running around, he got extra time, I'm going to go shoot basketball. Pull your grades up. It just takes the whole thing. And the whole house is you.
Yeah. Yep. Every day.
82? 82? You don't know 82% of the stuff in damn science?
Oh, my God. If I got an 82, my parents would have thrown a parade around the block. 82? And they're not. Hey, you're, man, not happy?
That's too close to a C.
Oh, my God.
We're a straight A.
If I had 82s, man, holy mackerel.
Jack. Well, you know what C means? Like it says on the report card, it says A equals excellent,
right?
B equals above average, C equals average, D equals below average, F is fail. Average?
Yeah.
Just an average. You're just an average person walking around the world. You're just
what
average.
Is better than being an average person walking around, nobody paying you any mind? I mean,
absolute, you know what average dream. You know what average
all
person
we see
is
from now on, as a matter of fact.
You know what an average person is, Hawk? Dead or in jail.
Well, I do feel dead inside. That's jailed by my wife, so
that's my saying. It's kind of harsh, but the kids get it.
Nah, but that whole thing about posting grades online, or like every day an upload from a teacher online, that stuff's toxic, man. Like, hey, teacher, if you can't figure out how to keep the kid engaged without making his parents upset on him, that's on you. All right? You got to figure that bleep out.
DJ always had, because I would check his grades online, and he always had the same out. They haven't uploaded all the new grades. Oh, and there's no way to argue. And he would say it every time. There's six grades she still hasn't uploaded.
Yeah. And you know what? The whole thing of, oh, yeah, I got a 92. So if she uploads that, then I'll have a 98 in the class. No, you have an 82. You can't get a 98 from having a 92. This math doesn't work, champ. Average people are dead in jail.
Right. Well, math would have worked on me. It just depends on who you get as your dad.
So you got a 98, huh, man? That makes sense. Congrats. Let's have ice cream.
Right. Anything else, Solana?
Kevin Love just posted a new Instagram post. I got a push notification. I just want to make sure that it's nothing. I don't know. I got to really decipher what it is. I'll have a full update for you in the next headlines.
All right. All right.
Your weather from
next the headline, I'll have the two Panthers games tomorrow.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Your accident. .com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them 866-954-MORE. Man, am I happy it's Friday. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid-60s, rainy afternoon in South Florida. That is your weather.
Solana's going to see Jimmy Butler at the Kaseya Center today and just give him a fist bump. I know what you feel, man. I know what you feel.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
What is life if you can't have arroz con pollo?
Hawk and Crowder.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That song means Lee Sterling is about to join us. Before we get to him, and hopefully some winners, it's the start of the new year. That often means making resolutions to improve yourself. And if you're feeling sluggish, low energy, your sleep patterns are off, you're working out, you're not seeing the gains that you used to see, it might make making a resolution not so easy. But that's where Atlantic Men's Clinic can come in, because those symptoms might mean you're suffering with low testosterone. How does a guy know if he might be low T? Anybody here yesterday when I was talking about Atlantic Men's Clinic? Because now I'm not going to be able to not think about Solana prematurely suffering from low D and losing 7 to 8% of his testosterone on a yearly basis.
He only had half when it started.
In an accelerated. That's on me. Let me get to Lee Sterling. I'll tell you about it later, because we're so late on this. I'll tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic later, because now I've got the accelerated low T problem in my head. So, and Solana was unable to rebut that yesterday. Would you like to rebut that, Solana?
Just go ahead, Hawk. Just go ahead.
Look at his little hands.
Lee Sterling's on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. I'm not joking, though. I'm 55 years old. I love Atlantic Men's Clinic. I see the difference. Solana does not need it. He's only 30 years old. But it would be funny if he had an accelerated version of losing testosterone. He was losing, you know, 7, 8, 9% a year rather than the average 2 to 3% per year.
Yeah, it'd be hilarious. What a hilarious bit you've carved out here, Hawk. Seriously, everybody's loving it. No, it's the funniest bit I've ever heard. I swear, funniest bit.
It was a percent a month.
God. All right. Lee Sterling. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Professional sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com. We actually have a tally running here. Solana has lost 3% of his testosterone just in this segment.
Look at him.
It's like a reverse tote board.
He's dozing off. Look at him.
It's a strange... Admittedly, Solana, I don't feel good about what I'm doing here because you obviously have the most testosterone on the show. You're the youngest and you work out and whatever. So, right. No, he does. He does. I'm just goofing around.
No, he doesn't.
He absolutely does. Guy's loaded with testosterone.
Yep. I also have the biggest penis, too. For the record.
That's untrue.
And he's did I say testosterone? I meant estrogen. He's got the most estrogen on the show.
Can you do the picks? Do the picks.
All right. Lee Sterling. The website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Sorry about that, Lee. I went off on a tangent.
I thought that was only Joe Rose territory, those reads.
No, it's, unfortunately, I think I'm in that I know I'm in that territory now. So, yes, it is my territory as well.
All right.
Let's blaze through four games because I know you have a lot of radio stuff to do today. And we haven't talked enough about the games this weekend. Kansas City, I'll go in chronological order. Kansas City Chiefs, they are 8.5-point favorites hosting Houston tomorrow.
So the Chiefs won the first game in Week 16, 27-16. And in that game, Patrick Mahomes was playing on a tender ankle. He threw for 260 yards and two touchdowns. His receivers are all finally healthy. Here's an interesting stat. The Texans like to run the football behind their offensive coordinator, Bobby Slowick, a lot on first down. And Joe Mixon's had a great year. But the result is the Texans have been left with third and nine or longer 91 times during the regular season, a figure exceeded only by the Cleveland Browns. And I just think Kansas City's defense, once they get up, is going to suffocate them. And the only real good guy you got to worry about on the back end for Houston is Derek Stingley. And Kansas City's got three healthy receivers and probably a Hall of Fame tight end here with Travis Kelce. I like Kansas City, 27-13.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm going to be betting as well. How about Detroit? This is the late game on Saturday. They are a 9-point favorite hosting Washington.
Okay, so I'm going to put them in a two-team 7-point teaser, and here is why. I think Detroit's going to win the game. I would be shocked if Washington wins, but since opening week, the Commanders haven't lost by more than one score. The last time Detroit faced a quarterback that has dual threat capabilities, they faced Josh Allen, and he put up 48 points and 559 yards. With David Montgomery back, I just think Detroit's offense is too much here. I think they win the game something like 34-28, and I just think the line over a touchdown is probably a little bit too high. So let's put them in a two-team 7-point teaser with Ohio State on Monday night, and I just think that
I like Notre Dame's because I think the Ohio State line is too much. I love that teaser.
Yeah, and here's why. Notre Dame might be able to hold them off for a quarter or a half. I just don't think they're going to be able to bracket the great receivers, top two receivers for Ohio State long enough here. And Riley Leonard's going to have a great game running and throwing the football. Eventually, talent wins out here, and I think Ohio State will win the game. And I know they're going to win, and I just don't know if they're going to cover the 8.5-point spread. So two teams, 7-point teaser with Detroit and Ohio State. Bring the lines down.
I love that. All right, how about on Sunday now? You've got the Eagles, 6-point favorites over the Rams, who upset the Vikings.
Tough game. This is probably the game that I will not personally bet, but if I had to bet the game, it's going to be cold. It's going to be snowing. I'm seeing 90-95% chance of snow. I think the Rams actually can run the football some here. The Eagles are better on the offensive and defensive lines here, but They got lucky last week, got to face Jordan Love, who was maybe 80, 85% here. Matthew Stafford has played in the snow here. I know that Saquon Barkley ran for 255 yards in the first game, but I just can't lay, you know, 6 points here where the Philadelphia passing offense has just not been clicking the last 4 or 5 weeks here. Philly wins 23-20. I just think it's maybe a little bit too high. This will be the game I either pass or put pizza money on the Rams plus six.
And how about the late one Sunday, which is the big one? And yep, the line to me is a little bit shocking, but yep, Baltimore is a one-point favorite on the road in Buffalo.
So they played in week four, and the Ravens routed the Bills 35-10. Something interesting I wrote down after the game when I saw the press conference, Josh Allen said that the blowout loss at Baltimore, remember it was at Baltimore, he said not everything was bad in this game. He says a lot to learn from. He says, I'm glad this happened early in the season so we can correct things here. So now if you look back at the film, though, the defensive line didn't play poorly. They were playing with two backup linebackers. And both those linebackers were taking chances, were not able to fill. They were just not able to fill the gaps there. And if they did, I think that they would have had a chance to stay in the game. So the Ravens last week jumped to a 21-0 lead. We know that Pittsburgh offense had been floundering for the last 6 weeks. In fact, they punted on all four of their first half possessions when the Ravens went up 21-0. Let's say the Bills get the ball, win the toss, and go up 7-0. Then all of a sudden, Baltimore's running game where they run downhill with a lead is going to change here. I just think Josh Allen just a cut above any other quarterback here that's going to be playing against Baltimore. And I like him, 35-30 at home.
All right, there you go. He likes Buffalo getting the point. He likes the Rams getting the points. He likes KC laying the points tomorrow. And for the Detroit Lions game, he's putting it in a 7-point teaser. Lions and Ohio State Monday night in the College Football National Championship. Lee Sterling, follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Check out the website, ParamountSports.com. Have a great weekend, Lee.
You too, guys. Take care. Peace.
There you go. Lee Sterling, 4 o'clock hour is coming up. We'll do 15 minutes of heat. We'll get some headlines from Solana as well. And we got to give away the Twin Peaks gift card also. So do not go anywhere.
Hey, the big game is here. Hawk, you can go away. If I was talking about the little game, I would bring you in. Don't worry. I'm talking about the big game. And you can tackle game-winning deals. Crowder would know
testosterone.
Crowder would know nothing about tackling since he missed every single one in the NFL.
You just spent the whole Lee Sterling segment working on material?
My goodness gracious.
Let's put the microphone close to Solana's crotch. Oh, my God. All your testosterone is escaping.
The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Your mic's off. I turned it off. Shop and save on their huge inventory. I turned that off, you jackass. Shop and save on their huge inventory because the price you see is the price you pay. Seriously, at Hollywood Kia right now, you get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, they're going to double your down payment up to $3,000. That is an outstanding deal. And if you're looking to upgrade, get an additional $2,000 for your trade-in. Don't fumble these savings. Score your dream ride today. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. And remember, you can shop online, HollywoodKia.com.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I died on Saturday night one time, played Sunday.
Hawk and Crowder.